Welcome back to the Working at Woodworking podcast. Last week we talked about your dreams and expectations. Hope you had a chance to jot down a few things and kind of get a game plan started. This week, short podcast, but an incredibly important podcast. Coming up with a name for your business. This is how you are going to be known throughout the community, throughout the internet, throughout the world. And so I encourage you to give this some serious thought. How do you want to be known? Are you going to be doing general type woodwork, or are you going to specialize? There are some very important decisions to be made here, so please don't take this lightly. Let's just throw out some examples. Joe's Woodworking. Very simple, very direct, self-explanatory, and descriptive. People know immediately what you do and who you are. You're Joe. Cons. So what could possibly go wrong? I wonder how many Joe's Woodworking there are in the U.S. Probably more than one, and with my luck, there's a guy over in the next county. Maybe you want to take the more nondescriptive name route, something like Phoenix Enterprises or Aspria. I just made that up. Pros of this approach: this is totally unique. There's no confusion. There's no name competition with anyone. Some of the cons: you have to work really hard explaining exactly what you do to somebody. Some business owners really like this because that gives them a chance to interact and talk with people. And as everybody knows, there's no sales if there's no communication. So here's some questions to ask yourself. Is there a name that you are already known by? Do people kind of know you as the man on First Street that makes porch swings? That could be a start. You've got a specialty and you're kind of known for that, so it would be logical to just work off of that. Something else to consider is, how user-friendly would your name be? Consider Standa Mikhailov's incredibly gorgeous Florida pine stump turned wooden bulls. That's a mouthful. And I don't think that's going to fit on a business card. And I doubt if anyone's going to be able to remember that. And I want to hear you say that when I call you up and you answer the phone. So, simple is usually better. Can your name be confused with anyone else? I just mentioned Joe's Woodworking, you know, the guy over in the next county. Are there a lot of people with the same name? Does your chosen name sound similar to someone else's name? Could it be confused with a car dealership or a pet supply company? These are all things you're going to need to explore. Now, I experienced this firsthand. When I started some 20 years ago, I simply called my business Hoosier Works. I'm in Indiana. Everyone knows what a Hoosier is, well, at least in Indiana, and I work. I thought it was a great name. Well, I started getting these phone calls from people who wanted to know how to extend their unemployment benefits. And I'm starting to get three or four of these phone calls a day. And I finally did a Google search and I figured out that Indiana named their unemployment back to work program Hoosier Works. Perfectly logical. Except there were people who were doing a Google search, coming up with my name. It popped up, you know, Hoosier Woodworks, boom, right there, you know, top of the search engine results. And I guess not even thinking, would call the number. And it led to some interesting conversations. So I ended up wanting to stop the phone calls and kind of make my business a little more descriptive, and I added wood. So it's now known as Hoosier Woodworks. And the phone calls have stopped. So you might want to just use your name for your business. Joe Smith Cabinetry, Woodcraft by Elaine Thompson. There's a lot of advantages there. It's simple, it's descriptive, people know who you are, and you're unlikely to run into any competition or confusion over something like that. I used a location name, Hoosier. If I lived in Ohio, maybe I could have used Buckeye Woodworks. Or if you're in California, Golden State Woodworking. Maybe you could use Tri-State Cabinetry or Rocky Mountain Woodworks. That sounds fun. Or Ohio Valley Wooden Drums. The sky's kind of the limit. Just your imagination. Now, you also need to think about how your name will work with a logo. You don't have to run out today and design a new logo, but kind of keep this in the back of your mind. Some logos can be incredibly simple, like FedEx. You know, it's just block letters and different colors. Others are a little more stylized, like Pepsi, or some are not even wordy. Think of the Nike swoosh. You just see that symbol and you pretty much know what they're talking about. So all this is starting to come together. You know, you've got your name, you're thinking about your logo, and the next thing we need to do is some research. Jump on the internet and start typing in your prospective names. See what you find. You might find that there's somebody nearby who has a name that's very similar to what you are thinking about. Could that lead to confusion? Do you want to avoid that? The general rule of thumb is that unless the two names are in the same industry, generally, there's not a big issue. But I kind of err on the side of caution, and why confuse people? You know, if there's Joe's Kitchen Cabinet Remodeling and Joe's Cabinets and Remodeling, now, that's, I think you're stepping on each other there. And the earlier one has the right-of-way, so to speak. So just, you need to find something that's unique to you, something that your customers are going to identify you with that name. Now, the other thing you need to think about is a domain name. And a domain name is the name you are on the internet. So, for example, this podcast is workingatwoodworking.com. So, HoosierWoodworks.com is my domain. Sometimes you'll hear it referred to as a URL. And you need to be able to match your name, your business name, and the domain. If it can be an exact match, all the better. If it's not an exact match, there can be some problems. In fact, we're going to spend next episode on talking about your internet presence, your domain names, how to register a domain name, and your social media presence, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, so on and so forth. We'll get really into that. So if your new business is Joe's Cabinet Shop, you really want the domain joescabinetshop.com. We'll talk much more about that next episode. But while you're out there searching the internet, keep this in mind. You want a good domain. So when you have three or four good prospects, start Googling. See what you come up with. You want to enter into the search bar joescabinetshop.com. See what you find. If you find joescabinetshop.com, that's not going to be a good choice for you. You're going to have to move on. But if you come up with something like DNS cannot be found or your search did not return any results, yay for you. There is a strong likelihood that you'll be able to get that domain. Now, don't assume that since you couldn't find anything, that nobody has that name. because still there's probably 50% of businesses out there have no internet presence. I know, it's kind of mind-boggling to think about that. So you're going to have to dig a little deeper. One thing you can do is check out the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Their domain name is www.uspto.gov/trademark. And there's a good search feature in there. You can enter things and it will give you a whole list of trademarked names. Now, people can operate without a trademark. In fact, probably most businesses don't have a trademark until you get really kind of big. Lowe's is probably trademarked. Home Depot, I'm sure, is trademarked. But Bob's Cabinet Shop, probably not trademarked, but it's still a good idea to search. You also want it to go onto your state's website and look in the Secretary of State's digital database for any registered businesses with your name that you're thinking about or something that's very, very similar. So those are two good places to check right offhand. You used to be able to say, you know, grab the Yellow Pages and look that up, but I'm going to wager to say there's a lot of you listening don't even know what I'm talking about right there. So, in closing, I hope you come up with three or four good names. This is now the time that we got to get serious about this. Bounce them off your friends, your family members, maybe your customers. See what they think. See what sticks. So think about, are you going to be doing general type work like woodworks or woodworking, something that's really broad, or do you want to specialize more like cabinetry or heirloom birdhouses or urns are us, something very, very specialized. There's good points and bad points. It's just kind of what you're thinking about and where you want to point that business. And it looks like someone just pulled up in a pickup truck and they're untying a piece of furniture, maybe a chest of drawers that looks like it's kind of busted up. And, ooh, that must be the wife, and she does not look happy. So I better go and see if I might be able to help. So thank you for listening, and happy woodworking.